Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It is 2-4 Tuesday on March 16th, the day before St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to Live, Facebook Live with Jeffrey Combs here, as I said, on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, March 16th. Topic for today's call is empowering self and empowering others. Welcome to Tuesday Facebook Live. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. As I said, on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, 2-4 Tuesday, Kate Grace, good to see you. Blessings to you. Blessings, Aaron. 2-4 Tuesday. Welcome, everyone, to a beautiful middle March Tuesday afternoon Facebook Live. Who do we have joining us this afternoon? It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. I'm going to start the Facebook Live in a minute or so. If you are just coming on here every Sunday night at 6:30 Pacific, that would be 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Aaron Knight and I host Sobriety Consciousness. So I see people are starting to come on here. Thank you for being here. Good afternoon, Bernice. Welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. Are you crushing it today, Bernice? Eric, how are you this afternoon? Good to see you, Eric. Look forward to coaching both you and Bernice. Welcome, everyone. Good to be here with you on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon on 2-4 Tuesday. Let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Kevin Clinton Paulson, how are you this afternoon? Welcome, everyone. Bernice, yes, you are crushing in real estate. So the topic for today's call are the different levels of consciousness. So empowering yourself means that you separate yourself from anxiety, fear, and doubt. You step into and stay in your power. Your power is your self-esteem. It's regard for self without any guilt, shame, or overwhelmed feelings. Without feeling selfish or worrying about what other people think, you learn to empower yourself. That means the books you read, the downloads you listen to, the content, the podcast, the Clubhouse Lives, the recovery, the sobriety, the letting go groups that you join with Kate Grace, all the content that you begin to access from the universe. You download it, you apply it, you put it into implementation, you live it, you are it, you be it, you are in the flow, you're in the hands-free zone. You are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. You are you, and you are free, and you are, once again, in the hands-free zone. So if that is you, so Kevin says, fabulous, thank you, in the flow, my brother, in celebrating recovery one day at a time. So Rod Douglas says, thank you. Thank you, Bernice, for bringing Rod to Facebook Live. And so if you are here today, the content is really about scaling the consciousness. Scaling consciousness, meaning elevating yourself above anxiety, fear, and doubt. That is, there's a quality called courage that you access, but courage is not an emotion. Courage is a quality. So at certain times in your life, you become courageous. You step above something that you had anxiety about. But courage is not an emotion. The emotion that you want to start to transmute feelings from is love. Because when you're in love with self, when you're in love with life, when you're in love with who you are, what you're being, when you're in love with the planet, love with your country, when you emit love, then you're separating yourself from anxiety, fear, and doubt. Love is also how you heal yourself. When you live in fear of a health challenge, when you buy into a health challenge, when you start worrying about a health challenge, when you start worrying about what's going to happen to you, you're actually creating the very situation you seek to avoid. In Hawkins' newest book, The Map of Consciousness Explained, he has a chapter on that, on healing self. In the book Letting Go, he has a chapter called Heal Thy Physician. And any type of self-healing is addressing the dis-ease that we live in, the inflammation that we live in. So the more that you learn to empower self and let go of anxiety, fear, and doubt. Because when you're anxious, when you're worried, you're actually in a future tense of what hasn't happened. You're projecting. You're out in the future of magnifying, attracting to reality the very situation you seek to avoid. In that state of consciousness, you're in disempowerment. Dis meaning not of power. You're disempowering yourself. This is what happens when many people who have a business that requires sales skills, that require branding skills, marketing skills, they're afraid, that's the term, afraid of putting themselves out there. I mean, what does out there even mean? It's a mythical place that has no meaning other than the meaning you give it. The meaning that most people give out there is judgment. And they're anxious about being judged, disempowering themselves. When you're inspired to deliver content, when you're inspired to write and release, when you're inspired to host a group like Kate does. Kate hosts a group called the Letting Go Group, the David Hawkins Letting Go Group. She facilitates that group. She brings to enlightenment. She brings to consciousness the skill of letting go. But if she had anxiety about starting that group, about being judged, about whatever the situation was, she would never be able to facilitate. And that's what so many people do, is they create a story, then they give the story meaning. They hold on to a story from the past and give it meaning. And then they say, I'm not good at, I'm not sure at, this always happens to me. And when this always happens to you, now you've created the story to fulfill the feelings. Because when you're always late, when you're always overwhelmed, when you never get the girl, you never get the guy, the men, there's no men out there, there's no women out there, there aren't any good leads, the leads I just purchased sucked, I just called 3 leads and they were disconnected back to back, what am I going to do? This is how many people communicate with themselves, living in a disempowerment, attracting to the reality the very situation they seek to avoid. Now, as you begin to become enlightened, as you become evolved, as you begin to let go, as you move into recovery, sobriety, and most importantly, consciousness. And this is an energy that's right here. It's right here around you. It's called an aura. So when your aura is yellow, it's pink, and it's blue, and there's light colors to it. But on the other end of it, it's dark, it's gray. In that darkness, in that grayness, people feel you, and it's all around you. That's the energy of dis-ease. That's the energy of inflammation. So inflamed family environment. When you grow up with fighting, when you grow up in anger, when you grow up in violence, when you grow up in alcoholism, that's you're an adult child of an addict, of an alcoholic. You are traumatized. You're in a household where men and women are going in and out of the house. You live in an unpredictable situation, very overwhelmed. As a child, you become an adult overwhelmed child. And that's what many people do, have challenges with respondability, the ability to respond. This is why so many people live in overwhelmed credit card debt, chronic spenders, they aren't good with money, and they communicate that, and their dialogue with asking, deserving, and receiving is not a skill that they ever master. That's most of America, and then they tiptoe quietly through life and cannot afford their burial. And this is how many people live. They live in this very overwhelmed state. Shelby Ray, good to see you this afternoon. Charles Howe, I believe I saw Beth Devine and Rod Douglas. Welcome to today's Facebook Live. I've been hosting live conference calls and live Facebook Lives for 26 years, going back in the day. So if you've ever followed any of my content, it's been very consistent with cause and effect and why you do what you do. I created my first audio course in 1998 called Power Prospecting and Sorting for Professionals. That was the very first 2 audio cassette series I produced. My first content and enlightenment I produced in 2000 called Principles for Prosperity. If you're my coaching client, you have that product in your back office. Good afternoon, David. David, be sure and access Principles for Prosperity in your back office. Amy, if you haven't listened to that for a while, go back to that content still stands alone, because prosperity is in the flow. That's the hands-free zone. That's the effortless ease that you require. That's alignment. And when you're aligned, you are one with. And in that alignment, you begin to attract your reality, people and situations, opportunities that are empowering to you and others. There's an ease to it. But when you're in a I don't know, I don't understand state, when you're pushing, when you're forcing, and in that state, there's no flow. That's the hands-on zone. That's control. That's being in control of being out of control. That's having your neck on the hands of money, squeezing it, holding on to it. That's control, trying to control the outcome that hasn't happened, putting pressure on yourself that is not there. George McNamara, good to see you this afternoon. David, honored to be your coach and friend. Charles, good to see you this afternoon. I mean, here it is. It's the age of Aquarius. We're beyond 2020. We're now into 2021. It's time to let go. It's time to separate feelings from events. It's time to scale consciousness, to be enlightened, to be able to attract your reality, people that you can create and collaborate with, people that come to you in various situations, contractors, vendors, people who do websites, people who do web hosting, people who bring to you opportunities, people who are productive, people who are enlightened, people who have databases, they're influencers, affluencers. You have the ability to attract to reality. If you're looking for a soulmate, you're able to attract the ideal candidate by letting go. There aren't that many good men or women out there. I'm not sure if I can put myself. That kind of communication attracts your reality or creates avoidance. Either attract the very situation you seek to avoid, or you avoid the situation you seek to avoid because of your anxiety about success and failure. Many people confuse fear of success and fear of failure, but it means the same situation. It means avoidance. It means procrastination. Now, if you have become a chronic procrastinator, that means that there's a high tolerance to it. It means you've been doing it a long time. So there's a deep thread to the story you hold on to about avoiding success, avoiding failure. And if you're in a place that you're ready to let go because you've silently suffered enough, the ego likes to create a situation where we silently suffer and hold on to the pain that we know is familiar. But the addict has challenges understanding and identifying that pain they're holding on to is a payoff. That's what keeps most of society disempowered. For you to ever be able to build a culture, build a team, start a business, hire employees, attract contractors and vendors, it's time to let go. Let go of the story you hold on to. The main story is you're not good enough. You've heard this over and over. You've said it to yourself. You're not sure if you can put yourself out there. You're not sure if you're capable. You're not sure if you can quit your job. You're not sure if you can be a real estate investor, a real estate agent. You're not sure if you can be an influencer or a coach. Any multitude of situations that keeps you perpetuating the same set of feelings over and over. I believe we have Brianna Bragg is on today's Facebook Live from Tulum, Mexico. Good to see you, Brianna. Jennifer Myers, so good to see you from the Gulf Coast of Florida. Jennifer, I coached you for 3 years. I miss coaching you, and I see that you're really starting to let go, separating feelings from the events that shape them. So there's no mind-body connection anymore. There's no hay fever anymore. There's no food allergies. There's no asthma. There's no eczema. There's none of this. There's none of the skin diseases going on. There's no gut issues anymore, because you began to resolve the feelings you held on to that creates the challenges with elimination. No irritable bowel syndrome, prostate issues, menstrual issues, because you begin to address the diseases you've been holding on to. And you begin to let go of the inflammation that you've been holding on to, the inflamed family environment that you stay guilted into staying connected with people so you can create the same payoff to fulfill the disappointment. Now, when you one day wake up and go, wow, I am so done with this, I will no longer be guilted. I will no longer be ashamed of myself. I will no longer hold on to events that I'm ashamed of. Now you're letting go of disempowerment, moving into a place called consciousness. And that consciousness as M, E-M, that's M, that's me. I am empowered. And empowered means you start to live in charisma. You transmute a different level of energy. The energy that comes off of you in charisma is an energy that people feel. But when you've been shut down your whole life and you're afraid to make mistakes, you're holding on, you're in fight or flight, and you're transmuting a very low vibration. That vibration typically comes from rejection, abandonment energy. Rejection, abandonment energy, because you're more concerned with being rejected, being abandoned, because you hold on to failing, because you have a story about failing. I don't want to fail, because if I put myself out there, I'll get rejected or abandoned, which means judgment. Judgment comes from the events in your childhood where you weren't good enough. Then it's showcased and highlighted when you have a perpetrator, a violator in your circle of influence. Someone who gaslights you and ghosts you and traumatizes you, picks on you, tells you you're not good enough, well, that becomes an identity. Then you live in this low energy, and then you take these low-paying jobs. One day you wake up and you listen to a cassette program back in the day called Think and Grow Rich. or you see an old VHS called Earl Nightingale, The Strangest Secret, or you watch content from that era, you read the book How to Win Friends and Influence People. This is what happened to me back in the 80s. I saw this content. I started to wake up. I started to realize what an addict I was. And there was actually the word called hope. And then one day I got clean and sober and I was introduced to Louise Hay in 1989. You Can Heal Your Life. And John Bradshaw, Healing Your Inner Child, Coming Home, Wayne Dyer, Your Erroneous Zones. I began to read these books. Then the first sales book I bought was Tom Hopkins in 1985, 3 years before I got sober, How to Master the Art of Selling. And I had it highlighted, but never could remember any of the content from it because I was reading it completely checked out. I was highlighting it, but I couldn't comprehend it. When I got clean and sober, I started to hear the words to music. For the first time in 1989, I actually heard the words to Hotel California. And I started to hear those words that I never ever heard before. All I could hear was the music, but not the words because I was so checked out. So as you check in, that's empowerment. Being checked out is disempowerment. Checked out is when you're in the analytically egoic mind, the reptilian brain, trying to figure it out, trying to make sense of it. This doesn't make sense. Does it make sense? Does that make sense? Does this make sense? Consciousness is not about sense. Consciousness is knowing. In the state of consciousness where you know, there is no sense. And I was assisting a woman today to understand self-esteem. And this woman was confusing success with self-esteem. And self-esteem does not access success. Your success can be enhanced by, your self-esteem can be enhanced by success, but it's not dependent on it. Because self-esteem is self-awareness. Self-esteem is self-knowing. Self-esteem is good enough without a result. So if you don't have a result, but you have self-esteem, then your self-esteem is not affected by not having a result. But if you're addicted to a result, or if you're addicted to recognition, then you'll fall apart. If I'm not on the leaderboard, if I'm not the top of the list, if I'm not the number one, then I'm going to fall apart. So when you communicate like that, that means you're recognition and rewards conscious. Now, babies die for it, men cry for it. Recognition. As you begin to let go of being recognized because you don't require it because you are enough, then you'll get recognized without you expecting it because people will recognize you for who you are. They'll feel your energy. They'll recognize you for it. They'll feel you. And when you're not reward conscious, the rewards are different. You're not starved for them. You're not craving them. You're able to actually feel them. You're able to access them without being attached to them. And then in that type of energy, people show up differently. They show up in a different level of expectation. When you're attached to an outcome, you're going to end up disempowering yourself because the outcome you will create will be the outcome that's been familiar to fulfill your feelings. As you let go of detachment and being attached to an outcome, and then you create the outcomes easily and effortlessly, there's an expectation that they happen more frequently because the expectation is different. There's no force on the expectation. You expect to have the parking space show up, but if the parking space isn't there, you're not disappointed because you know there are multiple parking spaces all over the planet and your time will come. And if someone doesn't buy from you in self-esteem and empowerment, you understand that it's not about you, it's about whatever. And you don't have to know the answer of why someone didn't buy, but you do know they didn't buy and you're not going to overanalyze it. You're not going to sit around and criticize yourself because you didn't get the instant gratification or the cardio cocktail called the reward. When you have self-esteem, you're able to self-actualize, you're able to self-love, you're able to be self without an outside influence because you're you and you are free. And that type of freedom, you attract to your reality people and situations to fulfill consciousness, which is understanding, knowing, being aware. And this is where people come together of like mind. That's what a mastermind alliance, one or more coming together of like mind. So you begin to attract a mentor, you attract a coach, you attract a teammate, you attract producers, you attract vendors, contractors, and there's an alignment with the people you attract with. These are the people who will pay you on time. They don't ask you questions. They don't challenge you. They buy you. They buy the energy that comes off you. They don't have to have a lot of details. You don't spend a lot of, you don't waste a lot of time explaining all the technical know-how. And in in this type of empowerment, you can answer questions. You answer the question that's asked without telling a story. And if you, as you begin to understand this, so Haley said a be state. That is correct. It's a state of being. That's what empowerment is. So in explaining empowerment, there isn't an explanation because power is power. It's a state of isness. It doesn't have any outside influence. It's very flexible. It can move from here to there. It's very flexible and doesn't require a win or a loss, a right or a wrong, a good or a bad, because it's a state of power. And it in power does not access conflict, because conflict is not attracted to power. Conflict comes from force and a counterforce, where there has to be a win-lose, a black-white, a right-wrong dichotomy. In power and empowerment, you can easily and effortlessly walk away from a situation because you're not attached to a reward, being right, being recognized, or proving yourself. Because in that situation, you understand that it's not worth the energy, it's not worth the force, it's not worth the conflict, because you are you and you are free. And in that energy, it's an effortless energy. And in this type of, in this energy, you can produce in a more effortless ease. Time goes by faster, and you're not looking at the clock going, oh my God, I put in 13 hours a day. I worked my ass off. I'm exhausted. You're not edifying all this any longer, because it is what it is. You devoted time to your craft. You empowered other people. You provided good service, great value, and the day's over. And you don't look at it like, oh my God, I put in 16 hours. I worked my ass off. I didn't get paid. What the fuck? I mean, you don't speak like that. You're not in the reptilian brain any longer speaking like this, because you are you and you are free. You let go of it, because every day is a great day. I mean, all the days are routine. They're similar. They're the same. And you're fanfare for the common man. You're not seeking a reward. You're not seeking a hug and a high five. You don't require a medal. You don't require to walk the stages of life anymore, because you're comfortable with who you are. And in that state, people show up completely differently. I didn't understand that until the late 90s. I wanted to be the number one. I wanted to walk the stage. And I walked away from a seven-figure business once upon a time because it just wasn't worth it to me. I started a different business where there was no the recognition was different, and it was so much more peaceful for me. And when you find that peace, that is empowerment. But force is not empowerment. When you're forcing, I mean, you got to push that ball. It takes a lot of effort. That's exhausting. That's inflammation energy. That's dis-ease energy. When you are you and you are free, it's a completely different existence, different energy, and a different transmutation. So it's a clear message. It's not a mixed message that you're transmuting. The brain operates as a transmitter and receiver. In the quantum field, in the morphogenic energy, as you're able to cast that out there, that you're you and you're free, that you're dispensing empowerment, that you're here to be an ambassador, that you're here to deliver great service and great value. As you're able to do that, see, from competition to just me, Josh, that is great content. I know that you have been a tremendous competitor, as I once was. I don't compete against even myself anymore. It's in the flow, as you'll be able to step into that. Erica Anderson, good to see you this afternoon. Wendy, how are you? Wendy says, letting go of clutter. Kevin says, courage to tell the truth is a crucial step. Yes, Kevin, that is great. That is rigorous honesty. That is acceptance. When you can accept the situation for what it is, be grateful for where you are without telling yourself you should be somewhere else. You can accept where you are, be grateful for where you are, and start to master your emotional skills and start to transmute a different level of energy. You'll change the opportunities, the situations, and the people who show up. You stop sabotaging events, people, relationships, and you'll start to have a much healthier lifestyle of people who show up in a different level of energy. It's a beautiful situation when it happens. And when you're able to accept it, you can just sit back in awe of it all happening, because it just all unfolds for you. It's the quantum leap. It's where 2 plus 2 will equal 14. This is where windfalls come from. This is where people show up. This is where the parking spaces happen. This is how you get upgraded to first class. That's how you have this great conversation with this person right next to you who grew up in the same hometown as you did, because this is all part of alignment. And that happens frequently as you let go. And it'll happen more and more frequently. And then there's an expectation without an attachment. So it's like I expect the parking space to be there. And if for some reason it's not, I'm not pissed off. I'm not disappointed. I'm not overthinking it. I'm not doubting synchronicity, synchrodestiny. I ate in Philadelphia 6 times in a row at a restaurant downtown on 6th and Filbert Street. It was called Maggiano's. Bob Campbell, good to see you. Maggiano's is a Chicago franchise. There used to be 57 of them, and one of them I used to dine was in Philadelphia. Over a 3-year period, 6 times in a row, there was a parking space right up front, right beside the valet parking. I mean, it was very unique. It was like valet parking was here. There's a parking space right there for the person who picked me up. I mean, it was not an oddity. It was destiny. And so I started to, for years, I've said, there's always a parking space up front of me. There's always a front row seat for me. I once went to an LA Dodger game and didn't buy a ticket. And I was going to buy a ticket from Ticketron to see Fernando Valenzuela pitch back in the day. I was going to buy a box seat. I decided to go to the event and see if I could buy a scalper ticket. And I ran into a guy I played Little League Baseball with, and he had a box seat, gave it to me. I sat right beside him, and I hadn't seen him in 15 years. I mean, that's alignment. That always happens to me. Synchronicity, meaningful coincidence on command. As you begin to live in that law of alignment and empowerment, you will attract your reality frequently. Vendors, contractors, teammates, soulmates, people that you're in alignment with. My name is Jeffrey Combs. Bob Campbell, good to see you. Charles, good to see you. If you are on Facebook Live here today for one of the first times and you have not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call from me, go right up there and request that. If you have been considering, thinking about, pondering hiring me to be your coach, reach out to me. I have a unique marketing proposition, UMP, unique marketing value. Bob Campbell asked me, he said, Jeff, do you have a unique marketing value for me? I said, absolutely, Bob. And if you're an existing client and you want to hear my unique marketing value, go right up there and ask me. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, 1:30 in California. I will be back here tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific. That will be 12 a.m. Eastern. 12 a.m. Eastern. I would love to see some of you on tonight's Facebook Live. That will be 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank all of you for being here this beautiful, beautiful afternoon. Linda Davis, my homegirl. Good to see you. Linda lives right down the highway from me in Modesto, California. If you know Gallo Brothers are from Modesto, California, you are the man or the woman. Amy Gilbert, good to see you. Amy's husband, Tom, a 20-plus year veteran of NYPD. Amy is also a crusher when it comes to exercise science. So I want to thank all of you. Jennifer, good to see you. Have a great afternoon. Kate Grace, good to see you. My sister from another mister. Have a great afternoon. G'day and goodbye.